Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now a call in on the question, how equally do you share the housework at home and how do you divvy it up? And if it's not equal, how do you deal with that inequality of it here in 2020, let's say nearly 60 years after Betty Friedan wrote The Feminine Mystique? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. How equally do you share the housework at home? How do you divvy it up? And if it's not equal, how do you deal with the inequality of it? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Why are you asking this question today? You may be wondering. Well, there's an article from The Upshot, the data portion of the New York Times, by Claire Kane Miller, called Young Men Embrace Gender Equality, But They Still Don't Vacuum. Which kind of says it all, right? Now I can just give out the phone number and you know what we're talking about. Young men embrace gender equality, but they still don't vacuum. And it lays out the data for some recent studies which show that traditional views inside the home prevail when it comes to the actual division of labor, regardless what people say their values are. So let's do an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific survey on this. How are you navigating this in your home? And I'm wondering if it's going to be, curious to see if it's going to be different by age, because that's the premise. Young men embrace gender equality, but they still don't vacuum. So callers, maybe you'll identify your rough age to our screener, and we'll find out a little bit of whether there's a generational curve on this. How equally do you share the housework at home, and how do you divvy it up? And if it's not equal, and this is a source of frustration for you, how do you deal with the inequality of it, the persistent inequality of it here in 2020? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Some of the data while your calls are coming in, a Gallup study found that in opposite-sex couples, those aged 18 to 34 were no more likely than older couples to divide household chores equitably. In fact, women spend about an hour more than men on housework in opposite-sex couples. And I don't know if this applies to same-sex couples at all, but this is certainly, you know, a persistent opposite-sex couples issue. The women spend about an hour more than men on housework, even age 18 to 34, and an hour more than men do on childcare. And women taking on the bulk of domestic duties applies even when the woman has a job outside the home. And the writer, Claire Kane Miller, points out that this inequality is affecting other parts of women's equality. She writes, the additional time women spend on domestic labor, particularly related to children, is a leading cause of the gender gap in pay and promotions at work. But we know that. But on it goes. So tell us your story. 212-433-WNYC. Your call is right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And okay, how equally do you share the housework, including childcare, if you have kids at home? And how do you divvy it up? And if it's not equal, how do you deal with the inequality persisting in 2020 in your own relationship? Patricia in Westfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, my husband and I both work full time, and I'm still expected to come home and make dinner and clean the house and take care of the kids. And it's really one-sided and very frustrating.
Do you talk about it?
Yes, he'll do like a little bit of vacuuming, and let's say over the weekend, and then he won't do any more until I bring it up again. So, yeah, he'll only do it when he's scolded. Other than that, it just doesn't matter.
So you sound like you're frustrated, but you're kind of resigned to this as a permanent state of affairs.
Yeah, I said, you know, we could either, you know, hire someone to come in and clean, like maybe once or twice a month. But he's like, I don't want to pay for that, you know.
Patricia. Thank you very much. I'm glad you're laughing. Michelle in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. So my story is I'm involved with somebody, and I really like my relationship, except for this one thing, and that is the housework. And I like to be I'm a neat person, I'm a clean person, and he's a complete flawed. And I feel like I'm in the role of adult, you know, where if I want to live in a clean house, I have to do it. And, you know, once in a while he'll do like a little cursory thing here or there. And when he does it, I have to like extol great praise upon him, you know, like, oh, thank you so much for doing the dishes, you know, when I've like done the dishes and the vacuuming and made the bed and done all this other stuff for, you know. And it's just like, I really want to break up with him because of it.
And is there like a power imbalance that prevents you from being able to enforce equality in some way?
Well, the bottom line is he just doesn't, just won't do it. Just won't do it. And then finally, I'm just like, you know, this has been going on for years now. And it's like I nag him all the time. And it's just really an awful situation for me. And I just said, you know, I saw this a long time ago, and I said, listen, you know, you're going to have to tell your family that we're not together anymore because you refuse to wash dishes. It's like that simple, you know?
Maybe you need two side-by-side studio apartments.
I know. It's a good idea, actually.
Michelle, thank you very much. Allie in Monmouth, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good, thank you. So I am in a lesbian relationship, and we just moved in together about a year ago. We don't have any specific kind of, like, I do this, you do that. We kind of just do it when it needs to be done. But if one of us is kind of slacking, like, for example, I usually do the dishes more often than I take out the trash and vice versa with her. And when one of us is slacking on anything kind of for a week or so, we make sure to really tell the other person, I really appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much for doing the dishes. I'm really grateful for it. So, yeah, it's kind of very opposite to what we just heard of the imbalance there.
Yeah, so based on the caller so far, including you, everybody's confirming sexual orientation stereotypes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The heterosexual
yeah.
men aren't carrying their weight, and you and a lesbian couple, you kind of work it out that equality is assumed, and then you find your way.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you discuss ever having a more formal divvying up, or, you know, like, I do these chores, you do those chores, or you just don't need it?
It has come up a couple of times where, like, say, for example, my partner has been, you know, kind of busy at work and everything, and then she feels bad that she hasn't been doing a specific thing. She's like, let's sit down, let's figure out what we're going to do. And I work from home most of the time. So I'm like, it's really fine. So we have kind of talked about divvying it up and having a more formal agreement. And my mom actually asks if we have that a lot, but which mm-hmm. I also think is kind of interesting. But no, not really.
Allie, thanks so much for checking in. Josh in Union, cheating, I think, because you're a single dad. Is that right, Josh?
Yes, I'm a single dad.
So you got to do everything.
So I have to do everything, but let me tell you, Brian, I've been listening to you for a long time. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank
Member
you.
For a long time.
Glad you're on. Thank you.
I kind of like the last caller. We look at everything like humanistic. Like, if one kid can do the laundry, he does the laundry. If the garbage needs to go out, then somebody takes the garbage out. It's. I haven't put it to everybody has an individual task. It goes by what you're capable of achieving.
Mm-hmm. How old are your kids?
8, 10, 12, 11, and then I have 2 in college.
So you've got your work cut out for you in the home even still. And even with kids at those ages where I think typically they're not going to voluntarily pick up responsibilities unless they're kind of identified as their responsibilities, it isn't formal in that way?
It goes by, like, capability. Like, my older daughter can fold laundry, so she knows when the laundry comes out. And keep in mind, I have them 50% of the time. So you have them 2 days a week, and then the weekend starts Friday to Monday. So it's like 5 days that they're there. I really talk to them like hey, man, I don't want to clean up after you when you're not here. And, hey, you got to be responsible. If you walk by something, pick it up. It doesn't matter if there's dishes in the sink. The only thing we divvy is, like, the dishes to the dinner table and who's emptying and who's filling the dishwasher. So we have, like, little magnets that go on the dishwasher for who did it last. Because that's always a conflict. But to be honest, my boy's taller than my other boy. So you're putting dishes away. Of course it's easier for him to do it. So I look at things as what you can achieve and, you know, what's productive for the whole unit
and
as a whole.
And it sounds like it's working for you. Josh, thanks for checking in. Call us again. Here's Michael in Edinburgh, Scotland. You're on WNYC. Hi from New York, Michael.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. So basically my wife and I are both splitting our childcare. We have two young kids. She's currently working 3 days a week and I'm working 2 days a week. And when she is working, I'm looking after the kids and looking after the house. So doing the laundry and, you know, doing the cooking and cleaning and all that kind of stuff. And when she's at home, she takes care of that stuff. So basically, like, you know, I feel like it's working for us very well in that we both have an appreciation for what work is and we get that kind of break from home. Mm-hmm. But we also have an appreciation for what it is to look after the kids. So when you come home from a day of work and, you know, you feel like you've been, you have this kind of mutual response where you can kind of see like that both people are working really hard. And for us, it's working great. And
do you think that really if I'm understanding your story right, you're saying neither of you works really like full time. You split both outside
the
home.
Yeah, so we basically... Yeah, we both went to our employers when we had our first child, and we kind of expressed that for the foreseeable, you know, until the children are both in school, we are going to kind of take a step away from our careers and kind of rein in our ambitions a little bit and make a slight sacrifice financially so that we can both be active participants within the raising of the children. It was really important for us. I think especially as a father, it feels like I look around at my peers and a lot of them don't have the same amount of time with the children. I just feel like it's, it's such precious time. And also to be able to, speak to my partner, with a level of mutual understanding in terms of what it is to be a parent, a full-time parent. People say ridiculous kind of, you'll be walking down the street with the kids and they'll be like, oh, it's daddy daycare. As if, this is like once in a blue moon you're doing this. Like, I do this all the time.
Michael, thank you for your story. Yeah, a different kind of time management than most people have. Both not working full time, so they can do more sharing. Lisa in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my call. So I'm 53. My husband's 50. My daughter's 4, and I do like 99% work. I work from home, and that's kind of the, I think, excuse that I'm given. Well, you're home. It's like, yeah, but I'm supposed to be working. So I'm actually considering taking a vacation by myself so that people can understand how much I do here and what happens when it's not getting done.
Yeah, instead of calling it a strike, you're going to call it a vacation.
Calling it a vacation.
And maybe you should do it.
I'm going to do it.
And I think we just lost Lisa's line, but that's a story. Putting the others in the position of having to do it, and then they'll appreciate it. Michelle in Somers, New York, you're going to get our last 20 seconds here. Can you do it in 20 seconds?
I will try. My husband.
Oh, no, we have another minute. I'm sorry. I misread the clock. Go ahead.
Okay. My husband and I have been married 40 years, and 40 years ago we decided to divide it up that he got everything outside, I got everything inside. We live in northern Westchester. We have a house. He does the car, the snow removal, the garbage, the repairs, the gutters, all of that stuff outside. I do the inside. He also has under his list, he has to take care of any critters that would ever arrive in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We found that every day I probably am doing more than he. We raised 4 children, but on a snowy day when he's out there clearing off the cars and shoveling the driveway and doing the walkways, he can be putting in a whole day. So I think we divided it up by who can do it best.
And does the time equal out in the long run, do you think?
I think in the long run it does. We've never We've never clocked in and clocked out, but it has worked for us. And I think one of your other callers said it, that you do the job that you can do best. I'm a much better cook than he is, and I am terrible at raking leaves.
Michelle, thank you so much for your call, and thanks to all of you who called in with your various stories of how equal you share the housework, how you divvy it up, and if not equal, how you deal with the inequality. Lisa in Forest Hills is going to take a vacation by herself to show other human beings what she actually does every day. And we thank Claire Kane Miller from the New York Times for inspiring this conversation with her article, "Young Men Embrace Gender Equality, But They Still Don't Vacuum."